Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I haven't seen anything from him because he hasn't had the opportunities. Because the opportunities don't make themselves available. He just doesn't get open fast. Josh Allen looks his way. There's a few times when it's press covered, Josh looks over there. But Josh gets off of him very fast. And some people say, oh, but like they do, jump in the comments and they say, well, he was open on this play, but Josh got off of him. Yes, that means he's taking too long. That means the quarterback doesn't have confidence in your ability to get there.
Steve Smith. Well, the beat goes on here with Coleman, and
he could
really use a game, you know, like even a mid-game.
Yeah.
5 catches, a touchdown.
He's got 27 catches on the year. I mean, it's not for a game. It's just under that, but
right.
It's just been not
7 in one quarter.
It's just not popping. I don't know that he doesn't need to be the brunt of the criticism necessarily, but I guess, you know, whatever. He was the guy drafted to fill a spot that was vacated by Diggs, and it's not happening. And I think what Smith is saying there is, like, I didn't watch the whole thing, so I don't know everything that he said, so I don't want to say like I agree with every word of it, because I don't know every word of it. But the part there about Allen getting off of it quick, I mean, I think you see that. If you know, I don't watch every play, but I seek out some stuff. And sure, there are plays where he comes open, but you're gone already. The quarterback is not, he doesn't believe in you, is what I think I see there. And that's the, you know, Allen, I read one breakdown. The amount of times he used the word, maybe it was Joe Marino, how many times Allen said the word trust within like the however many minutes of his post-game availability on Sunday. And it wasn't all about trusting, you know, Keon Coleman necessarily, but trust his feet, trust what he's seeing, trust. Just a bunch of, there's a lot of trust talk. And right now I think maybe that's a little bit of a tell. I don't think he trusts much that's happening out there in the passing game right now. That's how it looks to me. And he's not blameless in that. But, you know, it's hard to, you know, I think drop back and expect something that doesn't happen regularly suddenly to happen for you. Right? So if he moves past something quickly, I understand why. Because it's not consistent. He doesn't trust it. That's the word. That's not how Allen's not saying that, but I'm pulling his use of the word trust out and saying I think that's a key element here. I don't think he trusts it right now.
Enter Gabe Davis. Right? Maybe, probably. Not necessarily over Coleman, but I'm sort of assuming that they use him this week. now that he's healthy? I'm kind of assuming it. Is that much? Is that too much? Are you not assuming it?
I'm not assuming it. I think was trying to think back on, because Owen came home from the morning show saying we talked, Davis was a subject frequently, and like it seems like he might play. And I don't know, talking to Sal yesterday, I think the best evidence to support him finally being able to practice, like being taken off of the injured reserve and put on the actual practice squad, is that they fast-tracked Maxwell Hairston. I think if Hairston hadn't shown up and practiced and then played right away as soon as his window opened, I think we'd all still be going, oh, this Davis thing will probably be a process. But now that they fast-tracked somebody just last week, and it was a brand new guy, not someone who had been in the system for 4 years before leaving for a season, now it's like Davis, sure, he could play because they fast-tracked the other guy. I'm not assuming that at all right now. It could have. I mean, he's eligible to play. He's on the practice squad. They could elevate him.
But he's not in that 21-day
window rule situation. That's right.
You don't really need to do what they did with Davis until you might think he's ready. But that could, you're saying sort of maybe it's more likely the other way around.
I'm thinking he might be working himself into a spot where he could actually go play in an NFL game.
And he's not there yet.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, look, I mean, we might be splitting hairs because, of course, this game is important. I mean, they all are, but this is Kansas City. And if he's 100%, what if he's 90%? They might, you know, we've been talking about wide receivers all the time. And your take is, and I guess mine, like they need help.
Go get a guy. Well, there's a guy.
Here's one that has produced for you, and he's right here. So I don't know if he needs to be 100%. He's not a rookie. He's not somebody that they have to be that careful with necessarily, mm-hmm. if that's not unfair. Like if he's able to run and jump, let's go.
I'm not against the idea, by the way. I just am not assuming that he's going to get right in. But I think at some point he will.
I guess I more am from the standpoint of the offense is lacking.
Yeah.
And if they think so, like, why is he here at all? What were they bringing him here for at all? Depth?
Familiarity.
In case of emergency?
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe we're there.
Maybe we're there. I mean, we got there with Jordan Poyer pretty fast.
We might be there. Yeah.
I mean, Jordan Poyer is now on the official roster.
Right.
As is Jordan Phillips. Like,
and it went,
they're not messing around.
And obviously went well enough last week. The mix, good thing that Poyer wasn't on the field for that one play that Hancock made. They did a good job of switching them in and out, although mostly it was run downs versus pass downs, and that turned out to be a run down, and Hancock was out there. But he made a touchdown-saving play that I don't know. Bishop athletically, I think, is capable of making that play. But I don't think anybody else back there is, foot speed-wise. So, you know, good thing. So maybe they'll get by like that. I don't know. I'm not against trying Davis. I just do not want, I don't want him to show up and make a couple of plays and have everyone, oh, see, they're fine at receiver. It's fine. Gabe Davis is here. I don't know about that. Like, I that would be a tough sell for me.
If he does play, if he's active, It's probably over Shavers, don't you think?
No, we talked about that yesterday.
I think it's
more Samuel is who comes out. I don't think Shavers comes out for Gabe Davis.
I don't mean inactive,
but like playing time,
offensive snaps.
Yeah,
you want Samuel for returns probably if you know you have him available. Maybe, I guess it could go different ways.
Yep.
Are they going to deactivate Keon Coleman if they want Gabe Davis on the field?
No.
Who sits?
No. No. It's Moore or Samuel, and maybe Moore is the odd man out.
I think that's what I would guess.
But those are the two guys that have been Shavers has played them all. It's been Moore or Samuel when they've wanted to pull somebody out. So I still think if Davis were to get activated, that it would be one of those two, unless they go, you know, an extra number there. But I'm not ready to predict that either.
803-0550, the number to call. Let's get back to the phones. Max is with us next. Max, how we doing, man?
Hey, great. How are you guys?
Doing well. We're hanging.
Great. All right. Hey, I was wondering if you'd indulge me in a little exercise, getting back to the Bills receivers. I just think they're so pedestrian. I was thinking if all receivers across the league are healthy and you could take our top three receivers and swap them with any top three receivers, any top three of another team, how many teams are you saying, no, we're good to? I can't think of five teams that I would say I would rather have ours than yours. So just wondering what your thoughts are, if you guys can think of better situations.
Yeah. No, yeah, Max, thanks for the call. I think this is interesting.
Okay, so it's more or less about like the depth charts.
We just had this conversation too about the Sabres center depth. and we had Boston.
Which was hilarious. I bring up Boston, and then they traded Pavel Zacha since that call. Boston certainly cemented themselves as having the worst center depth in the National Hockey League, and then they made it worse.
All right, so
this would be, I guess the equivalent to that would be if the Bills went ahead and traded away Khalil Shakir.
So you're saying they're 32nd?
Well, like basically, I don't know.
See, I got the standings up. Tennessee, I think, is worse.
Yes.
They've got...
And that's Tennessee trades Calvin Ridley. That's what Boston did.
Right. Like Tennessee's worse. If Calvin Ridley's gone, it might be one of the worst we've ever seen. I would then Cleveland is interesting. They can't score, but I really like Jerry Jeudy from last year. Isaiah Bond is a very curious rookie with all of the elite traits that he has. Are we counting tight end rooms? Because if we are, that one's pretty darn good.
Tight ends are tight ends. They are not receivers.
Tight ends are tight ends. Cedric Tillman, not bad.
I don't love the room right now for the San Francisco 49ers, but
right,
that's because
hurt,
of injury.
More hurt. New York Jets.
Because Max's call does predicate on health.
Health. Everyone is healthy.
Everyone's healthy. But even then, like, it's Ayuk and then Pearsall.
It's Ayuk, Pearsall, Juwan Jennings.
Oh, yeah, Juwan Jennings.
If you want him, Kendrick Bourne. I mean, he did have an over 100-yard game against the Rams.
San Fran is becoming the team that is kind of giving the Bills less and less excuses when it comes to the injuries.
Yeah. They've been doing this for a few years.
I don't know how much I really want to take in the stock of the quality of San Francisco's wide receiver room. They just play well because the Shanahan system dictates that it will happen.
What about Washington? It's kind of, Terry McLaurin and Debo Samuel, but Debo Samuel now is not.
He stepped up, though, when McLaurin was absent.
Right.
He's having himself a good season.
Rough night last night.
The Giants outside of Neighbors is suspect.
Yeah. Like Wandell Robinson.
Wandell Robinson had an awesome touchdown against the Cowboys. He's still Wandell Robinson.
Yeah. Still Wandell Robinson. I think the Jets are a curious one here. Because remember, you're swapping them with the Bills. If the Bills had Garrett Wilson and then like Alan Lazard, Josh Reynolds, isn't that just the Diggs years? And they were really darn good in the Diggs years.
That's...
Garrett Wilson's going over 1,000 yards with Fields and Rodgers throwing the ball and Wilson throwing the ball.
No, I'm saying that's just incredibly disrespectful to the remaining wide receivers of the Diggs years.
The final Diggs years.
I still think that's a little disrespectful to Gabe Davis, even though he was putting up donuts every other game during a stretch.
I don't know.
I'm not calling Gabe Davis Alan Lazard, dude.
I don't know.
I'm not calling Gabe Davis.
I think it's close.
I'm not calling Gabe Davis late stages Alan Lazard. That feels disrespectful.
That feels a little disrespectful.
Yeah. Like, I can't do that to myself, man. Yeah, so maybe the Jets are one of those. Like, yeah, you get Garrett Wilson, but you get a bunch of flotsam and jetsam that you're already working with.
Yeah.
Actually, it's worse.
It's worse. I think there's a few teams, but I think it's tough when you look at the wide receivers. Because if I add in, like, a Dalton Kincaid, or like I mentioned with Cleveland, their tight end room, it's a little bit different conversation. Like, there is better talent there. You know, for the Bills as well. You do have a James Cook as an option. And to be fair, we're all still kind of waiting for him to be used more in the passing game. That could be something that really does help them out, really get into a rhythm.
It's something that could help them out. It is something that, and it's not James Cook, though, strictly, that I need more involved. It's Johnson and Davis, too. They have not used any of their running backs. And that, I do think, has something to do a little bit more with the quarterback. Especially if you're hot, you need to make sure you're getting that ball out. And those guys need to win one-on-one battles.
I'd also say Las Vegas. I do want to mention that.
Oh, no.
If Jacoby Myers is my one, I'm in a bad spot.
Okay, ready? This is my ignorance about the Las Vegas Raiders. Who the hell is below Jacoby Myers on that team?
That is a wonderful question, Derek. And we're going to go to that.
We're going to learn this together right now.
Trey Tucker actually leads them in receptions. Or, well, it's a tie with him and Jacoby Myers.
Okay, and Trey Tucker is more known for having one incredible game.
Yes.
This season than anything else.
Yes.
That's
kind of it. After that,
oh my God, their third wide receiver on the depth chart has 94 receiving yards. Yeah, Raiders are one of those teams, Max, on your call that I do not want.
Deonta Thornton, though, rookie out of Tennessee.
He has five catches, dog.
No, the only reason I know him is there was a caller during the draft season that called in the Shelton Bulldog and was for sure on this guy. For sure on him.
Jack Besh has 73 yards on seven catches. Okay.
This has been a really nice exercise.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, to be fair, the teams that have worse receiver rooms than the Bills are not
good. They're not good.
They're bad. They're bad.
They just also, in addition, probably don't have good quarterbacks either.
Yeah, quarterbacking is kind of important. Kind of important.
I'm in hell about this position.
Has been a really good
I'm actually exercise. Standing in hell, and it's wide receiver hell. It's not the wide receiver train anymore. I'm in wide receiver hell because no matter what, we end up hearing about it, we end up talking about it. And I kind of want to just like plug my ears and go la, 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 and ignore it. But the problem is it can't be ignored because the Bills, every time that they play, are starting to bore me on offense or they're just bad with the passing game in certain games based on the context. So I can't escape it. Thank the heavens that the Buffalo Sabres are playing entertaining hockey right now. Because if they stood, if they went and did the same thing that they usually do,
oof,
then I really can't escape it.
I'd be really building up. I'm being serious. I'd be really building up UB men's basketball only losing by 10 to Syracuse in an exhibition.
I would be trying to shovel two of those Tage Parms in my mouth out of depressive eating. Basically is where I'd be getting at
oof.
If I could not escape it. And yet here we are still talking about wide receiver because... But hey, we got a general manager that took a victory tour about how they scored 30 points a game last year. And we keep complaining about wide receiver. And yet, here we are in week 9 still complaining about bleeping wide receiver.
Well, this year they're only scoring 29.5 points per game. So
I was going to do that thing, Joe.
This is my Sisyphus. I'm pushing the boulder up the hill. The boulder is the wide receiver conversations, and I'm sick of it. I kind of just want to get run over by the boulder at this point.
Nah, dude, you're going to learn about Jordan Tyson.
You ever watch MXC seeing that Kenny Blankenship like getting run over by the boulder? That's me. Embrace the boulder at this point. Let it run me over.
Zachariah Branch.
I'm sick of this, and yet I can never escape it. And it just...
Can I interest you in Eric Singleton Jr.?
I don't know what the hell you're saying, and I do not care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that makes it even more important that the Bills win this game. And I know we've talked about it the last couple of years, and it's been like, does it really matter? Because they're going to play against each other again in the playoffs, and maybe you'd rather lose this one and then have a better chance to beat them in the playoffs or whatever. I actually think it does kind of matter because the Chiefs are looking so good right now that I think it would be really nice confidence boost for the Bills and, quite frankly, for the rest of the NFL if somebody could take down the Chiefs, because these last few games, they've been, like, scary good.
Ross Tucker in his weekly hit with the afternoon show. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy White. Sneaky Joe DiBiase, Owen Parker, the parlay killer, who hasn't killed two parlays lately. That's fine. And Joe Kelly, who goes by Alt Joe around here because he's the other Joe. And in our parlays, he hits the alt bets. So hey, we're all here today on a Wednesday morning. It's sunny out. It's cold. It's nice. It's fall. And the game Sunday is a big one for a lot of reasons. One thing about the Chiefs being pretty much considered the best team in football is if the Bills win this game, that title is back up for grabs for people.
Right, Kansas City will be 4-4.
That's right. And people will not give it to the Colts.
5-4.
Will not give it to the Colts. They might give it to the Bills. They might give it to Detroit. Give it to, like, the Chiefs. Can they lose this game and still have everyone just deciding, oh, they're still the best team in football?
No, I don't think so. If you've lost, I mean, no, maybe. If they lose to the Bills, I mean, I can imagine what Nick Wright is going to say the day after. It's like, you're all going to do this again for the fifth year in
a row? I know,
like, you're going to tell me they're not the best team in the league because they lost in the regular season to the Bills. Right. How is that any different than the last 5 years?
Well, I have about as much use for that as I have for, well, if they lose this one, that's better because they'll win in the postseason. Like, I just do not have
any
brain space for that. In 2020, they lost to the Chiefs in the regular season and postseason.
I guess it depends how it looks, but is it possible? I think it's possible that they actually would still be the best team in the league if they lost to the Bills on Sunday. I think it's still possible.
Well, that would further push the idea that I have told you, which is what actually happens doesn't even matter anymore.
No,
right.
Here,
like, are the Colts.
That's how I
feel. Colts are 7-1, and it doesn't actually matter to anybody.
Yeah, not a single game or even like a... once you start building it to like 8-10 games, then I think it does. But
this is sounding like the college football playoff at this point. Really, that's
right.
What this is.
But
this
part of that is
Ohio State's got 3 losses. I don't care. I need to see him in the playoff. That's what we're doing.
Because everyone knows they're still a better team.
I know.
And that is what I'm doing with the Chiefs, right? They would be sitting with 4 losses, and I would tell you that I would think that they're absolutely a better team than the 3-loss Jaguars.
They lost to the Jaguars.
And they lost to the Jaguars. Right? Like, that would be the perfect example. If they lost to Jacksonville, they would have more losses than them, and everybody in the world would know Kansas City's better than Jacksonville.
Well, that's why they play the games. Bills are 1.5-point underdogs. You said it went up to 2.5. Where are you looking?
In some places, it's 2.5, and I think everywhere where it is 1.5 is about to go up to 2.5. So by the end of today, I think everywhere the Bills will be a 2.5-point underdog, and I really wonder if it grows even more from that. Like, by Sunday morning, I don't know that it goes past 3, but they could be. I think they could be a field goal dog at home for the first time, and I'm sure a long time on Sunday.
Alan's up on that. Hey, Alan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to share a couple things with you. A lot of people are giving Kansas City credit. Yeah, they look good. They played a Detroit team that was missing four starters, three on the backfield. And then they went and played a horrible, horrible, horrible Raiders team that I think a lot of teams would pound. And then Sunday, the Jaden Daniels wasn't there. But my point is this. If you guys remember a couple years ago, Dallas Cowboys came into Buffalo on a rainy Sunday 4:25 game. It was pouring the whole game. They were two-point favorites. Look it up. Many people gave them the Super Bowl that year. They were on a roll, 9-3, the best offense in football. Dak was the favorite to get the MVP. And what did the Bills do? They just rolled them. And I think same, you know, the Ravens have come in here, have been a few favorites at times. I just look at this game. People don't give credit to Sunday's game. Before we heard, you know, Dowdle. Oh, he's one of the top three running backs in the league. Michael Hoyt made a huge difference in that game. And the whole defense looked different with Max Harrison. He didn't play a ton, but he still made an impact. I just think this game Sunday coming up, I people that think the Chiefs are going to win, we've been there before. They came in 9-0 last year. Yeah, they had a lot of one-score victories and a lot of tainted stuff, you know, victories, but they still were 9-0. Many of the national media had them beating the Bills. Nick Wright had them rolling the Bills that day. And what happened? It takes a few turnovers. I mean, Mahomes was sacked three times, I think, in the first half Sunday. And then Monday. Washington was getting to him. In the second half, they just fell apart. And they had their chances, too, with many times. And they just couldn't capitalize because of Mariota. But anyway, I just wanted to hang up and get your thoughts on that. That's just my feeling on the game. I think the Bills are going to win it. I feel really happy about that game. And it wouldn't matter. National media is still going to say, oh, but then they play Denver and Indianapolis coming home, too. So I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Take care.
All right, Alan. Thanks.
Yeah, they played some teams with injuries. They played Baltimore with injuries, by the way, too. Not with Lamar injured.
That's right.
Lamar got hurt late.
The Bills
game was already over.
If we're going to...
Defense...
But
the Chiefs didn't have Rashee Rice. So if you want to play the injury game back and forth.
We could do it all year. They didn't have Worthy. They didn't have Rice. The Bills just played a backup quarterback. We could do a lot of that.
I guess I'm proving I don't really care a lot about the records going into this game. It is more for me, how do you look? What do the numbers say? What has happened in these games? And last year, I didn't treat it that way. I didn't think the Chiefs, they're 9-0. 9-0 is 9-0. I thought the Bills were going to beat them last year, and they did by two scores.
Yep.
This year, they have three losses coming in to play you, and I've been watching a lot of their games, and I see what the numbers look like, and I see the way that they're scoring, and I think that this 5-3, I don't know how you could watch them this year and not think that this 5-3 Chiefs team is more dangerous to the Bills than the 9-0 team last year.
The question is, are the Bills better prepared? They went through their defensive overhaul here, right? Let's completely rebuild our defense. Bosa has been good. Good enough. I think he's been exactly as advertised.
Yep.
Bosa with Hoyt, all right, let's see how that goes. And Rousseau, after a bone bruise earlier in the year, he's playing better. Oliver being out hurts. The Bills are probably vulnerable to defensive tackle to a degree. Can Hairston make a difference? The thing about the Chiefs that I feel like will always be there until it's not is, no matter how good or bad the Bills' defense is, they do not have answers for this offense. They really almost never do.
Except in the regular season where they average 20 points a game.
Except in the regular season where they average 20 points a game, but that's sometimes where the points lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because last year they had a decent number of answers. They turned them over twice. They intercepted Mahomes twice. But the game they win in Kansas City, that's... Again, I want you to go and watch the Monday night game between the Lions and the Chiefs. That was a low-scoring game with nothing but efficient offense. You can't. I know it sounds ridiculous. These teams now are so good, and the Bills are one of these teams. If the Bills hold them to 24, it will be in large part because their offense was part of the job. What will the Chiefs' points per drive be, right? If they get 24 points on 7 drives, that's a lot of points to give up. More than 3 points per drive is a lot of points to give up.
Mm-hmm.
You give 24 points on 10 or 11 drives, that's a better defensive performance. So I never have the answers on defense for this team when it counts. And you've got concerns on this defense. Do we think they're better with Terrell Bernard off the field? Depends. Are you playing a heavy run team? Nope, not this week. Okay, maybe Bernard goes back in. And what's happening at safety? Can I trust Cole Bishop out there? He nearly made a great play in the AFC Championship game. Maybe should have gotten credit for making a great play in that game. Can Poyer keep up with what? Tyquan Thornton? Can Poyer cover deep? Or is it going to be Jordan Hancock?
But like, see, this is where I think all of it is different. Like in where
I agree. And this is where Andy Reid is. He's got his unit back together here. And all of his pieces are in place. The offensive line, not so much. And the Bills are, in this moment, just kind of starting to come together as a secondary. The secondary has been in flux. Now, all right, Hairston, let him get settled. Let him figure out how it's all going to work back there. Poyer is running the show with Poyer and Cole Bishop and, okay, Jordan Hancock. Like it's not like Hyde and Poyer and Trey White. And when they had Hyde and Poyer and Trey White, they didn't have answers either. So until they actually show they've got answers for this offense, which few teams do, I'm always going to kind of lean on, I think I'm going to need to outscore them. And right now the Bills, we'll see if they're equipped to do that.
But this is where I think the regular season separating from the playoffs part, like that to me is kind of over now. Because I do think the last 2 years when this Chiefs offense has not been as good, when they have not had Tyreek Hill, they, like really, like you can say they haven't had the answers for them in the regular season historically. Because if you go back to those Tyreek Hill teams, like, okay, you can find that. But in the last two regular season meetings against Kansas City, they've forced 8 punts. They are not forcing 4 punts against this offense on Sunday. Like, to me, if they can do what they've done in the regular season against Kansas City in the last 2 years, I mean, I wouldn't even know what to say. How would they possibly do that against this Chiefs offense? It would be incredible to me.
Be a great performance.
If they did what they did in the last 2 years, I expect it to look more like what the playoff games have looked like, which have not been 4 punts per game, have not been turnovers.
Right.
It's been, they've moved the ball at will. As much as, you know, the run game could keep them down, they've tried that in the playoffs, and it still has not worked at all. And I think that's more what it's going to look like Sunday than what those last two regular season games have looked like.
Right. There's also game script, too. Like, if the Chiefs appear to be getting whatever they want offensively, if Kansas City takes a 10-point lead in this game, right, at any time, which, I mean, if the Bills get up 10, they could run it down their throats and never get in obvious passing situations. And really, it really feels like whoever gets a lead might be able to crush the other team. If the Bills get down 10 and they have to start throwing in obvious passing situations without Josh Palmer on the outside, and with Steve Spagnuolo throwing blitz after blitz after blitz at them, like, I don't know if Allen can run for his life enough to get back in that game. Maybe. The Bills were down 10 against New England and came back and tied that game. Whatever. It's going to be interesting for whatever. The league is interested because people have questions about the Bills' offense. Maybe they can show they can beat Kansas City anyway. And the Chiefs look as good as ever, even though they've got 3 losses. So we'll see. Thanks, Alan, for the phone call. 803-0550. Got a lot of people to talk to. We'll talk with you. We're wide open the rest of the day, so join us. Let me check the Twitter poll, what people are feeling about this. Alan called. He was confident. He's confident a lot, and that's great. Are you feeling good about the Bills' offense against the Kansas City defense? Defense against the offense, both or really neither. And feeling bad about both is 65% right now. More confidence in the offense than the defense going in, though. So there you go. 19% confident in the offense, 10% in the defense, 5% in both. So chalked it up as 1 out of every 4 voting is feeling good about the Bills' offense against this defense, and less than that about the defense against the Kansas City offense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me.
I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for Excuse Me, Mr. Tasker, presented by Total Sports Enterprises, the official and exclusive autograph merchandise partner of the Buffalo Bills. As you know, if you've seen this segment before, we have fans submit their questions for Steve. Winners will receive a premium mystery box of signed items. Could be a signed picture, helmet, football, or even a current player's signed jersey. Rules do apply, so visit buffalobills.com/TSE Tasker. And if you did not win today, you can check out TSEBuffalo.com or activation tents during Bills home games to get yours. This week's winner is Daniel, who asks, meeting a pro football player can be quite a memorable experience for a fan. What is the most memorable experience you are able to share about an interaction with a fan?
Okay, well, let me just pull the curtain back on One Bills Live. So we do some preparation for the show every day. We don't just show up. I mean, we make it look easy. It's part of the job description, right? But we do prepare. So in preparation for this, I went back in my phone and got a picture out. Years ago when we went to South Carolina to have joint practices with
the Panthers.
In Spartansburg. Yeah, I wasn't playing. I'm talking about when you and I took the
show. It was 2019.
Murph and I took the show down there. Yep. And while we were there, this guy comes up with this little guy, and I'll show you the picture. That guy, his name is Andrew, the father's name, and the little boy's name is Tasker. So I don't even have a grandkid named after me, let alone me, right? So that was 6 years. And I thought, that's pretty awesome. So he took that picture, and that's in my phone, that picture there.
You're wearing the same hat.
That's one of the cool things that's happened to me now. And also, they reached out to us, to me, this last weekend. Tasker and his dad, Andrew, were at the Bills game in Carolina. They sent me a picture of them in the stands and stuff.
Awesome.
And I emailed. They asked if I was going to be there, and we could touch back. And I absolutely would have. I mean, I gotta go say hi. But I don't travel with the team. I'm here for post game live. But that's, come on, that's one of the most memorable things you'll ever happen to a pro athlete. The guy named his firstborn son after me. The way I remember it, Andrew told me that if it was a boy, he got to name it. If it was a girl, his wife got to name it. She,
signed off on
right. Tasker. Signed off. Well, she signed off on him naming it.
Didn't ask what the name was going to be.
She probably could have done with another name, probably. But there it is. So that, as you can imagine,
That's a tough one to top.
That's a tough one to top. So having somebody come up and introducing their little boy to you, who's named after you, that you've never met. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, so I would say that's a good one.
That's
for sure
the best one. Thanks for the question. That's awesome. I actually we had exchanged emails over the weekend. He was going to be down there with Tasker, and I texted him and say, hey, can I use those? I didn't use the ones that he sent me this week. I used the one from my phone.
Yeah.
So
when he was just a little tyke, he's got to be like 6 or 7.
Yeah,
now.
He's however old that is. Yeah, he's. Good for him. So that was it. That's awesome.
Steve, you are going to be part of a signing event. Why don't you tell people where you're going to be?
That's right. Join me, Daryl Talley, Deion Dawkins, Ray Davis, and Jackson Hawes at Total Sports Buffalo this Saturday, November 1st. Grab autograph tickets at tsebuffalo.com under the upcoming signings tab. I'm going to be there, and all those guys are going to be there. We're going to sign autographs for those guys. They are the, you know, they're an official partner of the Buffalo Bills. I've done stuff with them for a couple of years now, and Saturday I'm going to be over there signing autographs for, you know, anybody who wants one. Usually takes me about 45 minutes to sign everybody who could possibly want my autograph. Unlike other guys who they never get done. You know?
Well, yeah. So just go to the homepage, tsebuffalo.com, and then there's an upcoming signings tab across the top there. Just click on that, and you'll get all the information you need on the signing, the time, all that stuff.
I've got a ton of people coming in for the games. I'm going to take a break from my household chaos for a couple hours and go over and sign autographs.
Yeah.
Get me out of the house for a minute.
Well, there you go.
But that'll be good. It'll be fun. It'll be great to see DT and all those guys over there.
We are talking to you about what you think the Monday morning headline will be following the Sunday's Bills-Chiefs game at 803-0550. Got some people waiting patiently there that we ought to get to. So longest holding is David in Rochester. What's up, David?
Hey. Hi, guys. I wanted to give you my headline and for Monday morning and make a comment about Keon Coleman, if I could.
Okay.
Monday morning headline is going to be Bills tame the Chiefs 31-20.
Okay.
Now I should tell you that my friends all call me Sunday morning to get my picks and then bet the opposite of what I'd bet. So I don't know how.
Well, they'll be wrong this week, David.
But I like them, and the defense is. Defense is on the rise, guys. You know that. And they always play good against good teams. So yeah. I'm looking forward to the game anyway.
Awesome. There you go. Thanks, David. What else?
Regarding Keon, I like the guy. I think he's a good player. I think he's a hard worker. I think he gets a raw deal in the media. And all this talk about getting another receiver, I think, forget it. You got to go with the guy you have. He's a Bill. He's a good guy. He blocks downfield. He'll come around. He'll start to come up. He had a big game, the first game against Baltimore.
Right.
And, you know, to be honest with you, that was Josh's only really good game. You know, Josh's been a little off this year. So I don't know if this offense is built to go way downfield and make big splashy plays. So I think, I mean, we don't know what their plan is, but I think given the chance, the guy will come up big, and I just like him.
All
so
right.
I just wanted to hear what you thought.
Yeah, fair enough, David. I think people were expecting more from him in year two because we saw flashes last year. You know, the big game against Seattle, had another nice game against the Dolphins, and then he gets his forearm or wrist cracked on a personal foul penalty by Jordan Poyer, of all people, and he misses the next month. I really think that stunted his growth because he was kind of a lost puppy dog the rest of the year when he came back and really didn't give them a lot. So the hope was full NFL offseason, got your feet wet, come back, kill it in year two. And after week one, everybody was pumped. And then it's been a series of fits and starts since.
Well, yes, it has. But I'll say this as well. Who's been killing it on this offense except James Cook?
Yeah.
Even like David said.
I mean, Shakir's been productive.
Even Josh hasn't looked right. So it hasn't been solely on Keon Coleman who has disappeared. It has been a large segment of this offense hasn't been present except for one half of one quarter against Baltimore on opening day. They certainly have played well at times, But nobody is on offense except James Cook is having the – no pass catcher is having the kind of year James Cook is having offensively.
Yeah.
Even Josh has taken a step back from his numbers from a year ago. So, you know, to throw all this and throw Keon under the bus, I mean, that there's plenty of that to go around on this offense. They are, don't look the same. And that is the – at least you have to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
So – I don't know if Keon maybe can be the poster child for that because, you know, maybe everybody's looking at him like, where's your step forward? You know, Khalil Shakir has had some plays. Most of them have been small catch, big run. But other than those, he has been a little absent. So, yeah, there's plenty of concern about this offense because of the way it looks in comparison to what we've seen it look at its best in years past,
yeah,
with a lesser wide receiver room than they've got this year. So, yeah, I get it. Keon Coleman's taken it on the chin this year in probably where it could be, the blame could be placed in a lot of places.
Let's get back to the phones and to Butch on the east side. What do you got, Butch?
My brother's from another beautiful mother. I love you. I love WGR. I love MSG and to the fans who listen to watch this beautiful show. I love each and every one of you. I'm going to get right to it. But before I start, I want to say something to Dave. Dave, let me explain something to you. I respect you and I love you. But let me just say this to you, not just you, and everybody, like Steve said, everybody around the world who listens. There's nothing wrong with Keon Coleman. Keon Coleman is a hell of a player. He's a hell of an athlete. It's about the scheme. He's playing in a certain scheme. When he was in Florida State, he was on the inside. He's playing outside in the NFL. At the exact same time, we play a 25-yard box. That's our offense. Our offense coordinator designs plays within wherever our yard markets is. At 25 yards, all the plays is going to be in that circle. He doesn't do rub routes. He doesn't do anything for downfield receivers. So, Dave, don't look at Keon Coleman because Brandon Bean gets a lot of bad rep because they say he don't draft players correctly. No. Brandon Bean and his staff draft a lot of players. It's our scheme, whether it's our 4-2-5 or whether it's our offense, that doesn't use the players to utilize their full eligibility and a full talent and a full what they normally do. I'm going to put that on the side. Let me get back to my point. And thanks for taking my call. I'm calling regarding two things, really. Last year, we went ahead and made a trade for Amari Cooper. We gave up a third-round pick. We paid him $3 million. Amari Cooper was a prop, which I found out now, especially now what I just said today, is that in our offense, we brought Amari over here basically just to be a threat to take coverage away from this 25-yard box that I'm speaking about. Now, we're in the same predicament going into after Kansas City. I just don't want my man Brandon Bean to waste valuable capital to go and get a receiver right now based off the tutelage that we have now that's not going to be able to use. I don't need another prop and pay a third-round pick and pay $3 million. So put that on the side. Now, as far as Kansas City goes, gentlemen, they're going to blitz the crap out of us. Sparky going to come at us, and he going to bring everybody he got because he going to put 8 in the box. He's coming. I want my guy, the 25-year box man, my man Joe Brady. You're still under investigation, but, you know, I still love you. But I want you to understand about draw plays. I want you to understand about keeping Cook in the back and throwing him on screens, letting him roll out and throw him on screens. Slow that 8-man front down. Now, what I would like you to do, since I just spoke about Keon Coleman, is I would like you to slide him inside inside and maybe put Terrell Shavers on the same side of them on the outside and let him be a decoy and run down. Now you got a big 6'3 receiver along with Kincaid in the middle where they can catch inside that box. It's going to be a fight. Like Thurman said, it's a grind, and I respect my man TT. TT said it just right. He said, man, until we can beat him, we haven't done anything. But as we say, and thanks for taking my call, is my last point, is that we waited on the schedule. When we got the schedule, it was only 2 games that really, really was important to us. It was Kansas City and it was Philadelphia. Right now, we waited all this time to play this team. I hope that coaching staff is prepared properly to go out here and bring the best that we can. And Brownie, I'm going to get this to you. And remember this, because you said, what is going to be the Monday morning topic? The expressway is open. The cook is in the kitchen.
All right. Remember, thanks, Butch. Appreciate that. We're up against the break here.
You want to pick something? You want to respond to that? Or are you just
Okay. I'm going to leave it right there.
Okay.
But, yeah. You could do everything you want. I think the thing you got to be careful about is when you use condensed sets and you have your receivers there tight to the formation, that's when Spags will send a corner because they're that much closer to the quarterback and they'll just blitz a guy. So you got to be careful with those condensed formations because Spagnuolo will flip that to his advantage and blitz a guy, whether it's McDuffie or whoever else. They did that some last year, not only to the Bills, but a handful of other teams. So just something to be mindful of.
Right.
You got to be mindful of the unintended consequences, as Steve says all the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.